Game Cola faithful, and welcome to the Game Cola podcast. This is podcast number JD4. Yes, that's a real number. I just said it. Of course it's real. My name is John Rizzi, and joining me today are a bunch of comedically timed crickets. Yeah, that's right. If you haven't picked up already, this is our annual April Fool's Day J-Cast, where any Game Cola staff member whose name starts with a J does a solo podcast. Joe did one, Jetty did one, James did one, and now I'm doing one. I've put it off long enough. Yeah, so that's what's happening. Today's podcast is just going to be a very chilled vibe because it's just probably going to be me rambling on about nerdy stuff or comedic stuff, stuff that's game-related, may not be game-related. I mean, we are Game Cola, after all. We've been doing game articles and reviews for over 20 years, which is insane to me. So naturally, I think what we should talk about in this podcast is pizza. Yeah, why not? I mean, pizza is always like a very complicated dish when you think about it. I mean, and the surface level is simple. It's dough, sauce, and cheese, right? And then plus whatever else you want on top. But there's a lot of little nuances and configurations of pizza that make it all so complicated. You know, it's like you go to a pizza place, like any local pizza place from Denver to Pennsylvania is just going to be completely different. Maybe they'll have some things in common, like value-wise, and then like purveyor-wise, maybe. But they'll always have their own unique taste. It's like there's a billion burger places around, right? And they're all different. Pizza, though, it's very specific. You get the
hello, welcome to Comics Explained Poorly, where we talk about picture books not so good. It is episode JD4. I'm introducing it with a rhyme, and my name is Jaloo, and that's not a lie. I haven't slept. I was not allowed. So, these are ideal conditions, I believe. Alright, so, today, I wanted to talk, if I could, which I can't, talk about the big one, he's coming, you know he is, everyone knows it, is Secret Wars. Not to be confused with Secret War, or Secret Wars, or Secret Wars 2, or Secret Wars 3. That would be silly. The naming convention of this is very original, and is great, and is not worse than any X-Men event, which are all X-Men, something vaguely biblical, basically. Anyways, Secret Wars is like the end of a lot of years. So how did it happen? Basically, every universe is hurtling towards each other, and nobody can stop it. Except Captain America one time with Infinity Stones, but he broke them. So why is this happening? Basically, Dr. Doom has not learned his place. He's so stupid. He can't just leave well enough alone. And I used to hate him, because he's so stupid. Every 2 months, he's like, I'm gonna steal godly powers from Galactus, or the Beyonder, or what have you. And then it goes terribly wrong for him, because he should not have that power. Just, like, obviously and inherently. And he's like, wow, that didn't work. Guess I'll do the exact same thing again, even though I'm allegedly a genius. And he is a genius, but he's also actually just mentally not okay. I learned this by reading Ultimate Fantastic Four, where there is a scene where he has to face the reality head-on that he has made an error, a mistake in his math or his science thinking. And instead, he just says that all of math and science and logic for all of time has been incorrect, because there's no way he can make a mistake. It's the very concept of logic that is made up by a moron, and so he denounces it, and that's his mindset. He's right all the time, no matter what, to an extent I cannot fathom, and that's why I like him now. I never used to, because I was like, if you so smart, why you so stupid? But now I know it's because he's crazy, and it's fun.
Classic New York slice, that one that's the size of your head, but it has that dough that's so, has so much bite to it, because it has water that comes from the New York Springs upstate. It's so refined and filtered and delicious. And mozzarella cheese, you can put any kind of cheese you want, but like my favorites is mozzarella and ricotta, Romano, and maybe some Parmesan, but if you want some extra sharpness to it. But then you get to the toppings. And some pizza places live or die by what toppings they have. You have your traditional pepperoni, everyone does that. Like the most ordered pizza is cheese or pepperoni. And you can always, and the way to judge a pizza place is by how their regular cheese tastes and how their pepperoni tastes. My favorite pepperonis are those little New York ones that are like the size of like dimes, but they're like really spicy too. It's like there's so much packed in this little package. Yeah, you know the ones I'm talking about. But one of my favorite toppings on pizza is not exactly pepperoni though. I prefer a nice sweet Italian sausage. Sometimes a spicy one if I'm feeling dairy, but a sweet one, combined with some bell peppers or maybe some hot, again, maybe some hot peppers if I'm feeling up for it. But yeah, it's like sausage and peppers and maybe a splash of ricotta. Yeah, I love ricotta. And yes, that is how you pronounce it. I will fight you on this.
Molecules, man, he Borkened. Dr. Doom, he keep going to other places and killing them, and it's like a tree. He cut off the leaves and the branches, and then, you know, like when you're cutting tree parts off, the tree decided, hey, that's inefficient, and then started cutting its own longer branches that the smaller branches and leaves are connected to off, and then the tree falls over, and yeah, just like real life, that's what's happening. Because Dr. Doom wants to fight the people who made the tree. So he keeps killing all these people, and there's only the one, two left. I don't know. And we never saw, like, the Ultimate Universe one, but I don't know. Anyways, he ends up with one, and then he's allowed to fight God, basically, and somehow he wins. Oh, he has Molecule Man, he has Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange joined him because he got kicked out of the universe, and then he had to start a cult, and then that cult unmade people with words, and they hung out together at the end of the universe, and then they beat up God, and Dr. Doom stole the power, and then he made New World. It's called Battle World. It's obviously a very peaceful place to live. It's not constantly on the verge of all sorts of bad things. Bad things. All the time. In every corner. I read all of them. All of them. So Battle World is a bunch of chunk pieces, debris, from different universes that are all put together. What if Thor was a dinosaur? What if Leonardo da Vinci made an Enlightenment canon out of his boyfriend? What if Thor's sister from the Invincible universe went around with her girlfriend to kill people who liked going to the theater? What if there was a man who was racist and sexist? Truly, these are the what if issues we needed. One of the main places is the people from the two universes that were left, and it's 616 and Ultimate Universe, and they get stuck in a city together, and they do a very bad job of figuring things out for some reason they're just like, I'm gonna kill each other. That made sense to them at the time. I don't know. There's 50 different zones made of different worlds, and they just have to, like, live with things like the dupe effect, where there is a Tony Stark in most of them, or all of them. None of the people ever anywhere are like, hey, I should figure out why that is. They're just like, oh, okay, that's a thing. I feel like if we had scientists, or if that was a thing on our world, some scientist somewhere would be like, that should not be taken as a given. And they're like, I don't know, there's Tony Stark, and obviously he just stays where he's told and does not try to break the boundaries or go or learn. It's odd. I do not understand it. Basically everywhere, everything sucks. I'm trying to think if there was anywhere where it didn't. There was an X-Men cartoon. Cassandra Nova, that's her name. What does she want with people's brains? Bad thing.
Sometimes, I like to go a little crazy with the toppings. Maybe if I'm feeling really daring, I'll try banana peppers, or whole slices of bell peppers. I'll be honest, I'll even try ham and pineapple. You know, I'm not a hater on pineapple on pizza. I know, it's shocking. We're probably gonna lose subscribers from this. I know some people don't like it because it's like the acidity of the pineapple cancels out the acidity of the tomato sauce and whatnot. I get that. But me personally, I don't like it when tomato sauce is too acidic. So when it cancels out, I just get the flavor of the pineapple, not the acidity, the actual like flavor of it, combined with the saltiness and the savoriness of the pepperoni or ham or whatever saltiness you have on it. And I just think it tastes like really good. I don't know why, it just does. But man, a good margarita pizza though, oh man, with the whole tomatoes or like globs of mozzarella, not even like carefully like planned out all over the cheese, just like thrown on there with like whole leaves of basil. Oh my God, it's so simple, but it's so delicious. I've never had any like fish toppings on pizza though. Like I never had anchovies or I know some people put sardines on there. Way too salty for me. And I've seen shrimp or prawns, something like that. Shrimp I feel like could be good if you cut it up a bit. But like I keep seeing pictures, it's just like the whole shrimp put onto there. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man?
If you're not touching, you better be married. That's what she said, apparently. Oh, there was the time where, I don't know how to say her name, Faiza Hussein. She was awesome in Captain Britain and the Mighty Defenders. I think it's 2 issues. You should read it. I recommend it because she's really cool. And she has the magic sword Excalibur, and her power is to heal things, heal people, and that was used in one of the coolest ways. It was a pretty good moment. I liked it. So eventually a lot of people, oh by the way, there were people from the original, they got on a lifeboat that didn't care whether it existed or not, unlike everything else, basically. And then they come out, and there's 2 of them, I think. There's Thanos and Friends, and there's Mr. Fantastic and Friends. Alright, Doom stole Fantastic Man, his girlfriend, and then was like, you're mine now, and this is my daughter and my son. And then he sent her brother to be the son, not with an O, with a U, the shiny one, and then turned their friend, the thing, into a thing called the shield. It keeps out zombies sometimes. Most of the time, I don't know. It broke in like three different places, but the build up to it falling was like one of the big suspenseful things in the whole thing. And then it didn't fall, it stood up. That's misleading. That's false advertising. I want my money back, actually. That was rude. Okay, so people are slowly figuring out that Doom not God. He bad. Dad bad. Mm-mm. If God existed, why would we be allowed to fight him? Is their logic. But someone already did that in the one before, so, you know, things aren't supposed to be this way, because we can kill everyone. And I, Mr. Stark, I don't feel good about that logic. I find it suspect. People figuring it out, his not daughter, who is his daughter now, but not really, runs the school and then kills, or she's like, it has to be doomificated to the max, and you have to kill each other even if you don't want to. And then they do, and then they're like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then they break the rules, and then she's like, if you break the rules, you have to die. And then her friend breaks the rules, and then she's like, oh no, this is awful. She reaped and was like, yeah. And then she sowed, and she's like, whoa, this is the worst. Whose idea was this? And then there's Thor, and he kills a bunch of Jane Fosters. They're like, that's a weird thing. Things are weird when I look at her. Because of love, and also not that. It's confusing. But it happens. But then there's one left, and she a Thor from the lifeboat, I think. And then she go, and she like, hey, alright, Doom's police force is the Thor Corps, which is a lot of them, which is strong and can be a lot of things. But then she's like, look in my face, and then, oh, they don't know she's Jane except one of them, but they still feel it, and then they're like, okay, let's fight God. That's what they do. And then they go, and then the thing come, and he fights a child, and then he lets the child kill him because he's a child instead of killing him. That sentence should make sense to you if you're like me, and I know I am. So.
But I would be lying if I didn't mention that I'm also a big fan of square, doughy, like, Sicilian pizza, right? Or maybe, like, Detroit-style pizza. It's just so thick, and there's just, like, an extra layer of sauce. I really like extra sauce on my pizza, too. I'm a sauce fanatic. And the textures they provide is completely different than New York pizza or just, like, regular sliced pizza you get from your local shop and whatnot. It's its own different, unique kind of beast. And with that said, I still would qualify it as pizza, because pizza to me is the three basic ingredients, dough, cheese, and sauce, combined into one. And you can mess around with it however you like, as long as it has those three key ingredients. Then you shape it up and fold it and it becomes a calzone or stromboli, however you decide. And yes, that is me segueing into the hot take that yes, Chicago-style deep dish pizza is indeed pizza. Yes, this is just a podcast of hot takes today. But John, I hear me ask, what does this have to do with video games? You're just rambling about pizza on your solo podcast, on a gaming podcast, no less. What is wrong with you? Well, for starters, well, a lot of things, but I digress. This is my excuse to talk about how pizza looks in video games. Yep, that's right. I am doing this podcast completely ad lib, and that is the topic I am sticking to right now. So let's see how much I could squeeze out of this. All right, so pizza in video games. And yeah, wow, thank you. Wow, I was not expecting to find an entire page on IGN dedicated to the visual history of pizza and games. Damn, maybe they're not as bad as we thought. There's also one from the actual pizza chain Hungry Howie's from 2017. Wow, okay. Let's go.
Oh, Doctor Strange gets killed because before this final confrontation, they were like in a position to die, and then he was like, oh, I don't want them to die, even though I'm working for Doom, because I think he's doing a good job as God, even though every single other issue points out otherwise. But I guess I don't read anymore. I'm too old for that. I'm older than the universe. Alright, they fight, and then distraction, and then Richards, Mr. Fantastico, he goes into the secret cave of Mr. Molecule so that he can take out the source of Doom's godliness. Because earlier when he killed them all, that means all the separate versions of him that were, he was sliced into a bunch of, he was a loaf of bread, and then they unloafed him, is what Doom did, and so that put a lot of power in one place, and also made him bananas bread. So Sandwich Molecule, Tiny Bread, he gets a sandwich. Spider-Man's find him first, and then the Spider-Man, but not to be confused with Spider-Man, just like Secret Wars is not to be confused with Secret Wars. He gives him burger, which is 3 weeks old, I think. And he's like, thanks. I'm gonna bring your mom back to life. Remove everyone you've ever known and put them somewhere where they don't, I think. I don't know. It's hard to say. And then, Reed and Doom, they get into chamber. And then, they fight, but they both didn't give Molecule Man any food, which means they're both equally lame to him, and so they can beat each other up as normal, and then they do, and then they fight, and they fight, and they fight, and then Doom's upset because Mr. Fantastic thinks he could be better God than him, and then Mr. Fantastic's like, well, yeah, it's true, you know it, I know it, you moron. And then Doom is uncharacteristically like, yeah, he says, yeah, I guess, and I hate you for it. And then Molecules Man is like, hey, that tips the scales. If you both think the same thing, then why don't I give the bread loaf to the guy who would make better sandwiches with it? And that's I was gonna talk about this more, but I'm tired. I'm sad and tired. My brain no working, if you could not tell.
And this pizza has olives on it. I hate olives. 0 out of 10. You're welcome, Joe. I kept this segment very, very short. If we have a winner, the pizza in Max Payne 3. Look at that thing. Wow. That is the most New York pizza I've ever seen in my life. And technically, it's not even pizza. It's fake. It's in a video game. It's just ones and zeros put together to make pizza. Someone loves pizza so much that they put pizza in every video game ever on this list, according to this list. That is dedication. And that just shows you the true power of pizza.
So that was that's my shot at the episode. Happy no longer bunny day, but funny day. That makes sense. Think about it. Really think deeply for a few minutes and you'll understand. That was the episode. If you want more uh-oh. That's a bad sign. But tell us in the comment section, or the Discord, or the iTunes ratings, or Spotify, or our website, thegamecola.net, on YouTube, or gc.net, my throat. Letter G, the letter C, the word dot, the word net. We're on social media, I guess. I don't know if anyone else is. And that's all the time I have in my poor little heart for the day. I hope you have a good day. And that I'm allowed to sleep. Thank you. Goodbye.